Good afternoon, Audio Boo. Dean Reed here. This is going to be one of those boos where I'm just getting my thoughts out, really. I've just been on a walk in the Peak District, and we walked up Lathkildale. The weather was absolutely terrible, but the clothing that I was wearing performed just perfectly, and I stayed nice and dry inside. But it comes at a price. After the walk, we visited an outdoor shop, which has a cafe attached to it. And we had some food there, had some lunch. And after that, we had a quick browse around the shop itself. And I tend not to go in those sort of places, really. I tend not to go into the gear shops anymore, simply because I've done all that. When we first started getting into walking, spent way too much money on things that weren't worth it, and then ended up spending the money again on getting something that was adequate for the job. So around about 6 years ago, I replaced pretty much everything I had, and I moved up from the really cheap stuff that just wasn't performing well to some good stuff. Not the most expensive stuff, but just some good stuff. I mean, I bought some really good boots, and they were around about £145. I managed to get them on special for £100, but the average price of those boots at the time was £145. And the thing that's triggered the little rant, well, not rant, but the thought process that I've got at the minute, is that those boots now, 5 or 6 years on, haven't changed in their design or makeup or anything like that, but now they're £200. So they've gone up from an average price of £145 to now, I've just shopped around on the internet, to an average price of £200. Obviously, I'm not going to name the brand itself, but where has this increase come from? And it's not just boots. I bought some new walking waterproof trousers a few weeks ago, simply because the ones that I'd got already were just dead. I'd worn them to death. And that is like, that is the thing with me. I'll buy something and I'll just wear it to death. I'll use it a hell of a lot. And the cheaper gear that I once used to buy, just because I thought maybe I could get by with this, I've learnt my lesson there, and I know that you can't use something like that that's really cheap and expect it to perform well under pressure, so to speak. I'm not really a fair weather walker. I mean, today it's absolutely throwing it down. When I say throwing it down, supposedly on today, which is, I think it's the 24th or 25th of September 2012, we're supposed to be getting a month's worth of rain today. But even that didn't deter me, because a walk's a walk and I need a walk. So, yeah, I'm the sort of guy that uses and abuses my outdoor gear, and I'll use it until it dies. And I've had to replace some more gear just of late. Like I say, I've just had to replace some more waterproof trousers, simply because my other ones that I'd had for around about 5 years had just died, basically. But I did use them a hell of a lot. I mean, I'm out every week, so all the gear that I'm getting is getting thoroughly tested. I'm out every week in all weathers, regardless. And it just disheartened me a little bit, seeing the price of the outdoor gear market, so to speak. And it's not just the particular store we were in. I visited a store that's quite famous and quite popular with the outdoor fraternity, and the prices there seem to have shot up as well. I don't know why, because some of the gear that I've bought, I did a price check on that. The gear that I bought 5 years ago, nothing has changed really in the design, but yet the price has gone up. And we're talking 25% here. The boots, they had gone up £50, and my Gore-Tex jacket that I've got, I won't name the brand, but that has gone up £40 as well. And these particular waterproof trousers that I bought, they have gone up from around about £50 to £89. And there aren't a great deal of changes. So it's quite disheartening. And I thought that if I had to start from scratch again, you're looking at over £1,000 to get kitted out in something that is actually going to be able to stand the test of time and stand the hammering that it gets. And it's a shame, really, because surely that would be putting people off getting into this, like, great hobby of the outdoors.